This is Science Friday. I'm John Dankosky, sitting in for Ira Flatto. This time of year, wildlife conservationists warn you to look out for migrating turtles crossing the road. Okay, what if the turtle is nearly 8 feet long, the size of a compact car? Well, 60 million years ago, not long after the dinosaurs disappeared, this monster turtle was patrolling the tropics, snapping up fish and baby alligators in his powerful jaws. My next guest discovered this beast in a coal mine in Colombia, and he describes it in the Journal of Systematic Paleontology. Let me introduce him. Edmund Cadena is a graduate student at North Carolina State University in Raleigh. He joins us from a studio in Raleigh today. Welcome to Science Friday, Mr. Cadena.
Thanks a lot, John, for the invitation to participate today in Science Friday. And really, it's a pleasure for me to be an NPR today.
Well, we're happy to have you here. If you want to give us a call, our number is 1-800-989-8255. That's 1-800-989-TALK. If you're on Twitter, you can tweet us your questions by writing the @ followed by SciFry. So, first of all, tell us how you found this thing. Why were you looking in a coal mine for a giant turtle?
Yeah, well, the story starts actually around 2005 when a colleague of mine, he's a paleobotanist, went to the mine for the first time and he found some fossil lips. And that was the first clue for looking for something else. We said, if we find fossil lips, maybe there are more things there. And I went to the mine to collect everything that was on the field. And in particular, we were focused on the bones, so fragments of animals. And so the story started in 2005 when I started discovering turtles and pieces of bone of turtles and also fragments of crocodiles. And even for that time, I had the opportunity to discover the first vertebra of Titanoboa, the largest snake so far known. And so it's been fascinating since 2005 going to this mine in Colombia to looking for fossils.
And what were you using to dig around in this coal mine?
So basically, I call it the high-tech paleontology, but it's actually very simple tools. We use the screwdrivers, and the screwdrivers are fantastic tools for, in particular, for the rock of the mine, which is a claystone. And they, using the screwdriver, we can easily break down pieces, and in order to preserve and be able to extract the fossils carefully. So the screwdriver is a fantastic tool for me.
It doesn't sound like exactly the right tool, but if it gets the job done, you know, whatever it takes. So you found other turtles down there. When did you start to realize you had something different on your hands?
Yeah, so this is Carbonemys, which is the turtle that we are talking today, is the second species that we described at the mine. We described another one in 2010. But this one is the largest one that we have found in the mine. And it was a really exciting day for me. It was in January 2006, actually, a couple of days after my birthday. And I went to very early in the morning to one of the localities at the mine, this huge pit they built. And so I saw a small piece of bone on the ground, on the rock. And I started using, well, the screwdriver. And it took me almost 2 days in actually to realize how big it was and to see, oh, my God, this is something new. This is something that we haven't seen in Sorrehorn, but also it's something new in terms of the evolution of turtles. And the size was gigantic. So that was a really cool moment for me.
Well, let's talk more about the size. I mentioned it's about as big as a compact car. But how big is its shell? How big was its head?
So, yeah, the shell is around 173 centimeters long. But that's without adding, when we add the head and the neck and the tail, we easily can have a turtle around 2 meters or 20 centimeters long. So it's very, very similar to the size of a smart car today. So it was a really large animal.
So what do you know about how this turtle lived, what it ate, all that stuff?
So another important thing about Sorrehorn and or this locality in Colombia is that for first time in the fossil record, we can have some sort of idea of the entire ecosystem of the tropics or the neotropics after the extinction of dinosaurs. So because we had the fossil leaves, we had the plants, we had the fruits, and also we had the animals. So we can reconstruct the entire ecosystem of the tropics. And we know, for example, that turtles, and in particular Carbonemys, the design, the configuration of the bones of the head are very, I mean, it's possible that this configuration, the massed maxillary bone, which is actually a bone that the turtles use for masticatory process, they were huge, and that implicates that probably this turtle was eating not only plants, but also on the menu could be small crocodiles or small turtles too.
And when you're talking about the masticatory process, you mean like chewing its food?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
We're talking with Edwin Cadena, who found, well, this enormous prehistoric turtle. And if you want to ask any questions, 1-800-989-TALK, 1-800-989-8255. So you think even small crocodiles were something on the menu for this turtle?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, when we're considering the size of this turtle, well, menus like crocodiles or meat could be beneficial for growing, so because it has a lot of protein on it. So we had a pretty sure that, I mean, that configuration that they had, it matched perfectly with eating crocodiles.
I want to go to a phone call here. Yuri is in Charleston, South Carolina. Hi there, Yuri.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to know, what was the largest turtle they've found prior to this discovery?
Great question.
Comparatively speaking.
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I want to point out here that because this is not the largest freshwater turtle so far known. And the largest turtle, freshwater turtle so far known is from Venezuela and Brazil. And but it's only 7 million years old. And we're talking about a turtle almost similar size to Estupendemis, the biggest freshwater turtle so far known, but 50 million years older. So it's a fascinating story about how the body size in turtles evolved in the last 60 million years old.
Now, it's not just the body size in turtles, though. As you mentioned earlier, you found a giant snake in almost exactly the same place a few years back. What's in the water there? Why all these big animals?
So, yeah, that's really interesting about Cerrejón is that also for first time in the fossil record, we are able to test many hypotheses and many ideas that actually biologists and ecologists today had. That's, for example, how the gigantism evolved in reptiles. And a cool thing, or I think there are not only one reason to explain why these animals get so big after the extinction of dinosaurs. And probably there are at least three factors involved on this. The first one is a big ecological change between the Cretaceous, when you had on land the dinosaurs, and probably the ancestors of turtles, snakes, all these animals, were sharing environment with dinosaurs, probably competing for food, or even some of them could be actually the prey for dinosaurs. That happened on land, but also if you were in water, you were a turtle that was living very close to the sea, very close to the coastal areas, you probably meet some of these marine reptiles like mosasaurs. They were killers. So a big change in ecology comparing to the Cretaceous and versus the Paleocene in Colombia, when you don't have the dinosaurs on land anymore, but marine reptiles anymore on the seas. So that's a good opportunity for these reptiles to have more space, more sources of food. So that's one of the first factors considering to gigantism here. The second one is also a race between predator and prey. So if a turtle increased the size, so potentially the crocodiles also had to increase the size to be able to prey that. And we had evidence in the shells, in the carapace of these turtles that they were bite marks from crocodiles. So we know that the crocodiles from Cerrejón were eating these turtles too. So it's another factor here. And the last one is related to the climate. And we know based in the fossil record of plants, and also we use the body size of reptiles to estimate how was the temperature for that time. And we know that it was much, much warmer than any tropical environment today, around 4-6 degrees Celsius warmer. And that's beneficial for reptiles for increased the size and also for facilitating the growth.
So that's some real global warming. We're getting lots of questions from people. One thing they want to know is how fast could this thing move? Is there any way to know?
Well, it's really difficult to make an estimation on how fast they move because we don't have any forelimbs, so we don't have the arms or the legs to actually have an idea of the locomotion of this animal. But In my idea is that this probably could be a turtle that, instead of walking or swimming far distance, prefer to stay on the bottom of the lakes or the river waiting for the prey. So probably it wasn't too fast.
And just so the people can picture what this looked like, is it like the box turtle that you have at home and it's just a really big size, or what did it look like?
Yeah, I mean, a good example of or to have an idea is there are like an alligator turtle, for example, but much, much bigger than that one. So that's a good example of how carbonemics look like.
So one last thing for you here. Do you think that reptiles could ever get bigger like this once again? Is this ever going to happen again in history?
Yeah, that's the cool story behind this discovery, too, that actually the predictions currently show, or many biologists predict, that based on the conditions that we have today, the climate change, most of the tropical reptiles, they are going to be extinct, so they are going to disappear. But maybe the fossil record can tell us that actually these animals can be adapted to these different conditions and temperature very easily. So I'm pretty sure, I mean, I said the conditions now are relatively different to 60 million years old because we had less areas and we humans are here. So I'm pretty sure if some of this snake get bitten, I'm pretty sure someone is gonna get it. So, but yeah, I mean, it's potentially if the temperature continues increasing, we will be expected to see again these gigantic reptiles on the tropics.
Edwin Cadena is a graduate student at North Carolina State University in Raleigh. Thanks for joining us and for sharing this amazing discovery.
Well, thanks a lot.
Now, coming up after the break, how humans became the super omnivores we are today and the universal appeal of crunchy foods. Stay with us.